In Ruth chapter 2, we're not going to go farther than verse 1, because even though we mentioned this at the beginning as we introduced the book of Ruth, I want to expand on it today before we move farther. Because the book of Ruth is all about redemption, and the worship team sang a lot of songs this morning about redemption and restoration. And we've defined redemption as more than just forgiveness. That redemption is also about restoration in the song we just sung. Not only do we find forgiveness, but in redemption our Lord restores and overrules for good all the loss occasioned by sin. That's the part that's hard to believe. It's hard to believe we're forgiven, but it's even harder to believe that somehow God can overrule and restore and overrule for good all the loss occasioned by sin. To restore and overrule the entire situation for His good and for our glory, His glory. Let me read this little verse to you, which I'll probably refer to again. This is Ephesians chapter 1, this long sentence the Apostle Paul wrote. Towards the beginning of the sentence, he says, "In Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of His grace." And the sentence ends with, "The Holy Spirit who is given as a pledge of our inheritance with a view to the redemption of God's own possession to the praise of the glory of His grace." Redemption brings Him glory. Redemption doesn't just overrule for good all the things that have happened as are occasioned by our sin. He doesn't just overrule for good the entire situation and restore all that the enemy stole. But He also finds glory in His redemptive work and power. In verse 1 of chapter 2, it says that now Naomi had a kinsman of her husband, a man of great wealth, of the family of Elimelech, whose name was Boaz. The word Boaz means, "In him is strength." In verse 22 of the previous chapter, it says, "Naomi returned with Ruth, the Moabitess, her daughter-in-law, who returned from the land of Moab, and they came to Bethlehem at the beginning of the barley harvest." And the beginning of the barley harvest, and the barley harvest is the harvest of first fruits, lasts for 7 weeks. And the story that we'll look at next week in particular, and after that, is something that occurs over a 7 week period of time before Boaz redeems her completely and redeems Naomi out of their situation. But if you remember what Naomi said in verse 21 of chapter 1, "I went out full 10 years earlier, but the Lord has dealt bitterly with me and brought me back empty." And one of the things that we've talked about is that for God to be able to do the work of redemption in our lives, to not just know forgiveness, but to know His power to restore and overrule for good all that's lost as a result of our behavior and sin for our good and His glory, we have to come back empty. This isn't about just doing anything you want to and then assuming with that attitude that God's going to restore. It's about repentance. And our theme in the book of Ruth is about redemption that's preceded by repentance, which is the key to personal as well as corporate revival. See, what I've described to you in the work of redemption is what revival looks like. Remember the quote from Charles Finney, who was one of the great revivalists, American revivalists. And he says, "Revival is just a series of new beginnings. Anytime you come back to God with a repentant heart, you come back to Him empty, knowing that He's dealt with you, and you begin to work, enjoy His work of redemption, of restoration, not just forgiveness, but restoration and overruling for good the entire situation." That's when you're experiencing personal revival. And this is why Ruth is so important to me, because God is speaking to us all, that He's calling each of us to make the decision to live a repentant life and to live in the reality of His redemptive grace and mercy. As I mentioned to you briefly again the first week, and this is what we're going to just develop a little bit more this morning and talk about, this issue of redemption. It says again in verse 1 of chapter 2, that Naomi had a kinsman of her husband. His name was Boaz. There's a word, and the word is Goel, G-O-E-L. It's a Hebrew word, and it's the word that we get redemption from in the Old Testament, or kinsman redeemer. It also carries the idea, which we'll see this morning, of blood avenger. See, not only does Jesus redeem, he becomes a blood avenger of the enemy and the powers of darkness that have tried to steal from you. The thief has come to kill, steal, and to destroy. But in this work of being Goel, of being redeemer, this book of Ruth is just full of references to Boaz as being kinsman or kinsman redeemer. So it's the dominant theme, and it's the dominant theme of our Christian life. It's the dominant theme of the grace of God. The quote I read to you when we began is that we don't understand all the mysteries of grace, but what we do understand is that when grace encounters you, you're never the same again. And that's the story of revival. And that's the story of redemption. Now, there are three things that are involved in someone being a kinsman redeemer, according to Scripture and in the Old Testament. There are three things that had to happen. One, to be the redeemer, and you know the story of Ruth, is that when they come back, and they come back empty, and Ruth begins to glean in these fields, and she goes after the reapers have gone through, and she picks up what's left over, and she ends up in Boaz's field, and Boaz shows kindness to her. And she comes back and says to Naomi, Naomi says, where have you been? Because she brings back from the first day like 3 gallons, a half a bushel of grain. Because Boaz had been so kind to her. And Naomi says, where have you been? She says, I've been in the field of Boaz. And that's when Naomi says, he's one of our near kinsmen. In other words, and that's the first time it's used, he is a kinsman redeemer. And he has the ability to redeem our entire situation. Even my 10 years in Moab, 10 years in the wilderness, 10 years outside of the will of God, and the bitterness I find myself in, he's able to redeem it all. Now, the thing it's said about him in chapter 2, verse 1, is not only was he a close relative, a kinsman redeemer, but it also says about him that he was a man of great wealth. So there are three basic things for someone to be your redeemer in Scripture. One, he has to be a relative. He has to be kin. And we looked at the first week some of the different scriptures in Leviticus and in Numbers and Deuteronomy about redemption. You can redeem land, you can redeem people, or you can redeem wives. And he has to be a relative. And the second thing is he has to have the ability to redeem. It doesn't do any good for a redeemer to be as poor as the one who needs to be redeemed. He has to have transcendent ability. Beyond that person's inability to get themselves out of the mess that they're in. And the third thing to be a redeemer is you have to be willing. You can be a relative, and you'll see in the story there was one who was even closer as a relative than Boaz. And he evidently had the wealth and the ability, but he was unwilling. He didn't mind buying back the land, but when he realized he had to marry Ruth, he was unwilling. So he was a kinsman redeemer in that he had the potential to be a kinsman redeemer. He was a relative. He had the ability, but he wasn't willing. And all those three things have to happen. It says about Boaz in chapter 2, verse 20. Naomi once again refers to him. He says, this man, after she comes back and says where she's been gleaning in the field, is our relative. That just means related, but the next thing she says, and he is our kinsman or one of our kinsmen redeemer. In chapter 3, verse 2, again, she refers to Boaz as the kinsman. And in chapter 9, he's referred to as the close relative, again, as a close relative in verse 12. In chapter 4, there are 4 different places where, again, Boaz is referred to as a close relative. Because this is a theme throughout the book. He was kin, and therefore, as a relative, and again, it says he is a kinsman redeemer. Not the kinsman redeemer, but a kinsman redeemer. And what Naomi is saying is, he has the right to redeem us. He has the right to redeem us because he's a relative. Now, our Boaz, Jesus, had to become a man to be our kin, had to take on flesh, so that he would also have the right to redeem us. The Son of God was also the Son of Man. And because of man's sin, we all died. And therefore, only a sinless man could die so we could all live. And therefore, Jesus became a man so he would be qualified to have the right to be our Redeemer. Because Boaz was a kinsman Redeemer. And you can't be a Redeemer unless you're kin. And God had to find a way to become a man to redeem us.